You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
So, I've got a campfire raging. Yes, I turn the lights out.
So Simo refused to tell a ghost story of his on the show this morning, but has promised that he will do it like now in this bit of the podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, you were pushing the agenda for ghost stories, so here it is, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, should we, because this is the opener to the podcast.
Yeah.
Should we tease it?
Okay.
We did a typical radio thing.
Yeah.
And then you can tell your story in the one of these at the very end of the podcast.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Because then they would have listened to the podcast and it would all kind of make sense chronologically.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the campfire isn't a real campfire.
No, it's a picture you got off Google.
Up and Adam for your Tuesday. It is 5 minutes past six. Simo and Jordan with you for Snow FM breakfast.
Hey, Simo, we've got a big show ahead. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, an Uber driver in Bondi got into a little bit of trouble yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Oh, dear indeed.
I'm trying to work out what he possibly might have got up to, but Bondi, a lot of things can happen there.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll give you a clue.
Was Bondi Rescue involved?
No, although they should have been. It would have been a brilliant episode.
Or who's the celebrity vet with the lovely blonde luscious locks?
Oh, Chris Brown.
Yeah, was he there?
Not the singer Chris Brown.
No.
There's two Chris Browns, that's confusing. Yeah. I mean, if the singer Chris Brown was there,
yeah,
that would have been quite an interesting sight.
That would have been the trouble that you're talking about.
But no, the various Bondi-themed reality TV shows were not involved in this in any way, nor was that world-famous beach.
All right,
well, to do with the shopping centre.
This morning, of course, Mountain Watch happening, Alma Idol involved, plenty of stuff to come. But it's always important to start off your morning well. And Jordan, I'm upset because, I'm out of tea. Like, the show could go any way. When your morning has to just start just perfect, everything needs to align.
Okay, so Simo, you've got a cup of something over there.
Drama. It's the generic tea. It's not the favourite. It's not the best. It's not the finest.
Are you going to be okay, Simo?
I don't know, but we'll find out after Avril Lavigne. Dumb Blonde right now. It's not the song about Chris Brown, the vet. And Pink dishing out some instructions to walk her home. It is 13 minutes past six on Snow FM at breakfast for your Tuesday, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, an Uber driver in the Sydney suburb of Bondi got into a spot of bother.
Testy subject, because I think Uber isn't a thing in the Snowings, in Jindabyne, etc.
It is a thing in Bondi, however, where this driver was driving along, going to pick up a passenger.
Yeah.
Went to turn left and mistakenly thought that a driveway was a staircase.
Oh, he's nailed that.
I know. So he's literally turned left into a massive shopping centre.
Oh.
Where there's been stairs going down to perhaps some kind of food court establishment.
That was my first question. It's like, were the stairs going up? Because it's easy to understand that he's mistaken road for stairs if they're just descending stairs.
Okay, remind me never to get a lift with you ever again if you easily confuse stairs with a ramp.
Well, versus, like, descending versus ascending.
Oh, God, I don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Ascending, much easier to say. But still, you should be able to tell the difference between stairs and a ramp, and you should be able to tell the difference between a road and a shopping centre.
I concur.
Yes.
How did the rest of that go for him? Was he stuck?
Yes, he was stuck. So the car was, all the wheels were off the ground. The car was just sort of petering on the edge.
Oy.
So he couldn't reverse, so he had to get a tow truck in to come and tow him out.
That's brilliant.
Fortunately, though, no one there had a smartphone with a camera on it, so no one was able to take pictures and share them online.
Oh, well, I have just...
only joking, by the way.
Oh, really?
There are many pictures online circulating of this.
I was like, considering if it's only written down, he's lucked out. But a mate of mine, I was working in hospitality in a bar, and I had much the same situation happen, except no one was driving the vehicle at the time. I'll tell you more after this. Guy Sebastian Choir on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra, so you can catch us in the capital. And we were discussing, well, some excellent car parking happening in Sydney of recent times.
Yes, Simo, just before we were talking about an Uber driver who mistakenly thought a shopping centre entrance was a driveway.
Yeah.
I decided to drive into it, thought, there's the stairs going down. That's probably a ramp. So I'll go down there, and there were stairs, and he got stuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting parking situation, much like the Snowies have to deal with when the people park in their car parks up the hill in all shapes and sizes and directions. But when I was working behind a bar, I had a similar situation happen in regards to back door, right? There's some descending stairs. So you got car park level, descending stairs to double doors.
Oh, okay? I see. Okay.
Now, descending stairs are probably the width of about your average hatchback, okay?
I see.
Now, there was a girl working there who, I mean, long story short, lots of hospitality workers maybe aren't so, I guess, on top of their car maintenance as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Driving cars potentially with handbrakes that maybe aren't
working.
Yeah, to say, well, like sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. So I guess they're intermittent.
Well,
maybe?
Driving a car even with an intermittent handbrake, when you were working behind a bar, you worked in a very hilly area.
I did, yes.
So driving somewhere with an intermittent handbrake in a very hilly area, even in a perfectly flat area, not a good idea. But, yeah, but when there's lots of hills around, especially not a good idea.
The car park was on a slight incline as well. Anyway, so she started her shift, no worries. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that busy. It was midweek. Anyway, we turn around. Half the restaurant hear the bang, but we turn around and we see this blue hatchback making its way, without the reversing lights on, mind you, down the car park, and it's slowly going towards these stairs, hits the first descending stairs, second one, boom, and then gets wedged. And about probably, I reckon, rule of length, 30 centimetres away from the back doors. So there's this hatchback that's rolled down the car park, hit the descending stairs, and then wedged itself at the back entrance. And, like, there's probably people dining out on a table of four or a good solid metre away, but with, like, some glass panels in between them and vehicle without a driver that had reversed down a car park and wedged itself on a stairway.
So let's get that straight. So the person in question who owned the car had started their shift. They had been working for, say, a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And the car had been fine. And then all of a sudden, the handbrake just decided to dislodge itself.
Yep.
And just go sailing down the car park.
Correct. I'm not sure if there's a gag order on that one, but there isn't now.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely going to want to invest in a proper handbrake after that.
Yeah, she got a new car. So,
or a new car, yeah.
All's well that it ends well. We just got wedged there. Cha-ching, 2 days out of five. It is Tuesday, and Simo and Jordan with you for Snow FM Breakfast, and I'm currently retracing my steps. It is 25 to 7.
Yeah, Simo, I got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Due to your behaviour after the show yesterday.
Interesting concept.
Yesterday afternoon. If you want to apologise, feel free.
Yeah, so sorry. What did I do? I cruised into the gym. Gym was too busy, so I didn't do a session.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got some food. And then I went home. I think that about covers it.
Well, yesterday after the show.
I went out for coffee as well.
Yesterday after the show. Yesterday afternoon around lunchtime, I went, drove into town to do a little bit of shopping.
Yeah.
As I left the supermarket,
popped
the shopping in my car and started driving in the direction of my house.
Yeah. Okay.
As I'm driving along.
Right.
Who should I spot walking down the footpath?
Yeah.
But a Simo in the wild.
It was, yeah.
So I decided to pull over safely.
Oh, did you? I did not see this.
Wind the window down.
What?
Say hello.
Nah.
To which Simo looked and then just kept walking. Brushed me. Yes.
Mate, I had no idea.
Sure you didn't.
Legit had no clue. Where was this?
Sure you didn't. It's just I was walking back. I was driving back down the road and I just saw a Simo in the wild. I thought that's something I've never really seen. It's just behind Nuggets Crossing.
Okay.
Just behind all the shops there. I was just driving along and pulled over.
So I blanked you.
You looked.
Yeah.
And then blanked me.
Oh,
so, like,
sorry,
I'm
dude.
Not saying that this is the end of the friendship, but I'm saying we've hit a hurdle.
Ruthless.
I know you from you, so feel free to apologise whenever you're ready. And, you know, flowers, I wouldn't say nope.
Ed Sheeran and Chance the Rapper spitting a rhyme on that one. It was Cross Me on Snow FM at Breakfast, and it's all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen.
And now, Simo, a couple of revelers, shall we say, got a bit of an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, danger, right? So emergency services were called to Fat Controller, which is a nightclub in Adelaide, 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
Ooh, they were called there because the entire place was flooded. There was water going everywhere, just like spraying all throughout the nightclub. Now,
what had happened was there was a pipe that went through the ceiling above everyone's heads. and that burst, so everyone got an unexpected shower.
Because I have seen that there is such a thing on cruises and stuff, and sometimes they do it where, like, there's foam parties. Have you ever seen those? People go,
foam
what?
Foam parties?
Yeah, so, like, sometimes, you know, instead of spraying people with water from a bursted pipe, they actually do it on purpose, and there's, like, foam
everywhere.
I don't
think this nightclub was spraying people with water on purpose.
No, there's...
I think that's just a malfunction of a pipe.
There's a lot more fluoride in Adelaide water as well.
Yeah, true. Actually, having said that, it is... Because I've been to a couple of nightclubs, and, you know, you're quite close to people, and some people... do need a bit of a shower, especially those, especially those that have been up all night and it's 5 a.m.
Yes.
So maybe this is a good tactic, you know? Was it warm water or cold water?
Unclear on that. All we know
probably
is,
cold.
All we know is that it's Adelaide water. So, you know, some added chemicals potentially in there. But also 5 a.m. in the morning makes you wonder that if there's still people going hard at it, it's like 5 a.m. There's probably one bartender in there that's like, nah, I've had enough. Like, this is, we're done here. Oh, we're all over.
There's bartenders like that at 10:30, mate.
Yeah.
Have you ever done an all-nighter, Simo?
Yeah, I have, but never in a nightclub.
Never done an all-nighter in a nightclub?
No.
You haven't lived until you have.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it.
And then stumbled out the next day with, like, the rush hour, like, commuters coming into work.
I reckon I'd make it to maybe 9:30, then I'd take a pickaxe to a pipe just to get the place evacuated. So, we're done!
You don't have to, you know, break the building. You can just leave, Simo.
Up and Adam, 25 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock. It is Simo and Jordan with you for your Tuesday on Snow FM Breakfast.
Hey, and Simo, over the last couple of days, we've thrown down the gauntlet to a former Australian Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, it's not often that we pick a fight with an ex-PM.
Not often we pick a fight with anyone, let's be honest. I mean, me and you are both feeble and would lose terribly.
Speak for yourself, Jordan.
Oh, come on, mate. Have you looked in a mirror recently?
Not as often as your good self.
A medium-sized feather could crush you.
Probably. But
anyway, yes, back to Kevin Rudd. So, yes, we've thrown down the gauntlet, we've challenged him, and we have a little bit of an update. He's replied.
Yes.
And we want to work out where we go next, what we want to do next with it.
We're going to share it with you right after Bishop Briggs' champion. And speaking of champions, that's what we are claiming to be over the good man.
Yes.
Handball champions next. Alone in my car. Bishop Briggs, Fresh Tracks champion this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning, and it's 20 to 8.
And Simo, we're currently throwing down the gauntlet to former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
Yes.
So he put out this video online.
Well, he fancies himself as a bit of a handball god, as it were.
Mm.
Strong words from the man. Yeah. So here he is, really...
selling himself.
G'day, it's Kevin Rudd here, the global handball king. Guess what, guys? Come the end of August, having overcome the problems of my knee surgery, I'm re-entering the field. So any of you guys who are looking for a handball championship game, I'm available. Let my office know through direct message. In the meantime, if you want a handball signed by the global champion himself, then send it a direct message as well. Be very good and get ready to die.
Bit aggressive from Kay right at the end there. I mean, geez, we're just having a game of handball. There's no need for that.
So he's gone hard, but we can go harder, Jordan, can't we? We can take it to the man himself. We have challenged him to a game of handball.
Yeah, so he was looking for direct messages. We did message him back. We sent him a message. We even remixed a couple of songs.
Yeah, we did.
As well, albeit very terribly. And now he's replied to one of our messages. Has he, Simo?
He has. He says, do you want me to do my Kevin Rudd?
No.
Hi, handball fiend. It's Kay Rudd here. Thanks for your DM. We've had over 5,000 requests for handball so far. So, make sure to send an envelope to my office. Don't forget to write your address on the satchel. Because we've had such a huge response, please be patient. I need to go sign some more handballs.
All right, that was a terrible impersonation. But we'll forget that for my... The message from Kevin Rudd, so what's he saying? I reckon this smacks to me of he's worried.
Yeah, no, he's a little bit concerned.
K-Rudd's worried. He's got one of his people just to reply to us on. And, you know, like, he's just... Hopefully we'll give him a signed handball and that'll make it go away. Well, K-Rudd, we don't want a signed handball.
No.
Wait, do we?
I think we will go for one of those.
Yeah, okay. 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 We will take a side apple, but as well as that, we have to send him an envelope or something.
Yeah, we've got
to
send him.
I tell you what, we'll sign a handball and we'll send it to K-Rod.
All right, yeah.
There you go, we'll get the upper hand on him.
Fair's fair, just to keep the equilibrium. And now, Omar Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies. It is a good morning, Omar. How are you?
Oh, good. So good. How are you?
Oh, we're both very good. Thank you. Omar, hey, there's a little bit of fog around Jindy this morning.
Yes.
Are you okay? You wouldn't get lost if you're wandering around in the fog, would you?
No, but it's funny you say that. I was watching the football on the weekend because I love the AFL. And there was a young boy from Adelaide, and his nickname is The Fog.
Oh, really, Omar? I didn't realise you were such an AFL fan. What team do you go for?
Oh, I go for the Port Adelaide Power because they have the metallic colour. How many football teams have silver in there?
Port Adelaide is actually my team, Omar, so great minds think alike.
Oh, yes, they're so fancy. They don't want just the black and the white. They want the teal and the silver. They're so shiny.
I know, teal. It's a brilliant colour, isn't it, teal? Did Simo ever dress up in teal when he was a youngster?
No, he was more of a magenta boy.
I can see that. I can see that when I see Simo, magenta is the colour that springs to mind.
Oh, yes.
I'd love to leave you guys with the Port Adelaide Power love in, but we have some lyrics to sing this morning.
Is it the Port Adelaide theme song?
Is it Power 2? No, we sang that last week. We won't sing it again.
It is Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you recognise the song lyrics, then give us a call. 645-729-877. Omar, take it away this morning.
I love it when you call me Senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every time I touch is ooh la la la, it's true la la la. Oh, I should be running. Ooh, you could keep coming for you.
Omar, that was sensational. Well done, Omar. Oh,
thank you, boys. I like the ooh la la la.
Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan with you this morning, and our plus one first caller through for Omar Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
Babe Bailey, what are you up to today? Anything exciting?
School.
School, yeah.
Bit of school. But have you got your own music playlist? You're pretty good at picking song lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is this song that Oma was singing this morning with the ooh la la la's, is that in your playlist?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? You like that? This one? What was she singing this morning?
Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Oh, she's got the full list.
I know, he's got the whole one.
She's probably got who produced it, who's on backing vocals. Bit of Senorita this morning.
Hey, Bailey, let me just ask a question. When you're at school, what do you like to get up to at lunchtime?
Usually just sit on the oval and talk to my friends.
Yeah, there's a
fair
lot of,
enough.
There's a lot of conversation that has to go down at school. Do you want to go to work things out?
I did most of my conversation with my friends during maths class. So
during class?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Bailey, you're a responsible student in comparison to us. You've won that $20 Mountain Munchies voucher. And so there's maybe you take your friends to grab a bit of food this afternoon. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Alicia Cara, ready. Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan Rice here with you for your Tuesday.
Tell you what, the end of that song really sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
On the
just,
way.
I was just tying up my shoelace and, whoop, time to go.
You do your own shoelaces. No, of course you do your own shoelaces.
Who do you think does my shoelaces? What do you think I am, someone that can't tie up my shoelaces?
I was going to say, I'll do them for you if you like. Are you a double knotter?
Will you actually do my shoelaces?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this is a new development.
Are you how do you do your shoelaces? Because there's a couple of different techniques.
I am a double knotter. Traditionally, yep. I go for the double knot.
Nice, tight.
Sometimes, if I'm feeling a bit adventurous, I'll go for the triple.
So, is it a bit loose this morning?
It wasn't a shoe issue. It was a sock issue, if I'm brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
Just the sock needed a bit of readjustment.
Yep.
But in order to do that, you have to remove one's shoe.
Ah, so you had Grundy.
I was just in the process of actually putting my shoe back on, but I haven't got, as you can see, I'm operating now with one shoe on and one sock on. I'm really struggling. Like, the weight balance, I'm, like, leaning to one side.
All right, you take care of that, and I'll take care of the wheel of
I-1-What.
Yeah,
what are we doing,
what?
By the way?
The wheel, I got to go grab it. The wheel of I-1-What is next. It's thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. You can call to play 64572977. We'll probably put Jordan's shoelaces on there as well.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I-1-What.
And it's all thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles, our first caller through this morning. Good morning to Matt. How you doing there, Matt?
Yeah, doing good, guys.
Beautiful. Are you a double knotter with your shoelace? How do you go about it?
I'm actually a single knot.
He lives life dangerously.
He's a bit more loosey-goosey, man.
What happens if they just come undone while you're walking and you've got two hands full of heavy shopping?
Yeah, I've just got to deal with it and maybe have a bit of a wider stance. I don't know.
Hey, Matt, just take the extra. It only takes a couple of seconds to go from a single to a double. Just take the time, mate.
You see what he's done there.
It could save you, spilling $50 worth of shopping.
Matt's
I might have to, yeah. Safety first, always.
Thank you. So it's Simo and Jordan saving lives.
It's Matt with the wide stance this morning. Let's give that wheel a spin, Matt.
Hang on, just before you spin the wheel, are your shoes tied up fine?
They are, but they're the single knot, so as we speak, I'll do a double knot. How's that?
Wonderful, perfect. Who said men can't multitask?
Do you know how to spin the wheel, Matt? Know how to get it going?
No, I don't. How do I get it going?
All right. All you got to do is make a bit of a sound, whether it be a...
The sound of a single knot going to a double.
Can you try that? Go for it, mate. Create a bit of a
sound. I don't know.
Simo, what's it going to land on? You've won free shoe tying lessons. No, I'm joking.
The man has doubled up this morning. How good.
Oh, well done.
All right, so he's got himself a voucher to the Perfect Piece. It's
$20 voucher, I believe that is, Simo.
That's correct, in Berridale. And he's also scored himself, how about that, coffee involved as well, just to really help him get from the start of tying up a shoelace to the end, just a bit of a pep up to get to the last little bit. Matt, thank you very much for the call this morning. On your way to Canberra today at some point?
Yep. Driving safe as always.
Beautiful, Matt.
Say hi to ScoMo for us.
Will do.
Hey, Ed Sheeran, Eminem involved there. Remember the name, Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you, 25 past.
And SML, last night I saw a video on TV of a high-speed chase happening during the news, but this wasn't a high-speed chase between a car and another car.
Oh, was there a golf buggy?
No.
Oh, was there a jet ski?
No.
Mm.
Have another guess.
Aeroplane?
No.
Helicopter?
I'll give you a clue. It was between a car and an animal.
Oh! Was it in Australia?
No.
Oh, okay, right.
It took place in China, so think of some traditional Chinese animals.
Or panda.
No.
Ah.
Think about it. When you think Chinese animals, you think ostriches.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Well, no, I wouldn't have, but apparently yes. Someone in China has in a town which I don't want to try and pronounce.
Okay.
Has a pet ostrich.
I think I heard about this.
Which escaped and just ran.
Yeah.
There's security camera footage of just go round about and just cars and motorbikes just going about their business.
Because they can
and
go
then all of a sudden just an ostrich runs through.
They can go pretty quick.
Yeah, they're the fastest bird, I believe. I could be wrong. But if they're not the fastest, they're one of the fastest. And this one was just running, going absolutely crazy, running everywhere. Fortunately, the owner of the ostrich, this pet owner, managed to catch up with it and capture it and bring it home safely. No one was hurt. The ostrich was fine. Just had a little bit of an adventure.
Who captured it? Usain Bolt?
it would probably have to be. I mean, he's retired from running now, so maybe he could find work as an ostrich capture.
Over 100 metres, I'd still back him. But apparently, the maximum adult running pace for an ostrich?
Mm-hmm.
70 kilometres an hour.
You know what the worst part about this story is?
What?
The road that the ostrich ran down was only a 60 zone, so it's got a speeding fine.
Ava Max. She's freaking out a little bit this morning, and Snow FM Breakfast doing the same. Simo and Jordan.
Yeah, Simo's freaking out a little bit. I didn't realise that you had such a reaction when I mentioned ghosts.
Here you go. Here's, is this one? Yep. Yeah, it's Luke. So, have you had a ghost experience, Jordan, or what's...
Sorry, I was just enjoying the scary music.
Yeah.
Yes, so Simo, when I was here doing my shift over the weekend, I was sitting in the seat that you are sitting in right now.
Oh.
I had my laptop next to me. I was, the boss is listening, just doing a bit of editing on my laptop. Definitely wasn't playing GTA. And then all of a sudden, I had my water bottle next to the laptop, and it had the cap on and everything. It was about two-thirds of the way filled with water, and just out of nowhere, it just starts rocking. Back and forth.
Okay.
Back and forth. Doesn't fall over.
Right.
But just out of nowhere, the door's shut, there's no wind, it's like a sealed room. There's okay. No way that anything... It just starts rocking back and forth gently. Just like that, getting more and more vigorous. Then eventually I grabbed it because I thought it was going to fall over and stopped it. And then as soon as I grabbed it, all of a sudden my laptop screen started moving back and forth.
No, it
only
didn't.
Only a little bit.
No.
Only a little bit.
No.
To which
no,
I grabbed
no,
that
no.
as well and it stops.
Ooh.
Why do you always play sexy and I know it?
Ah, dear. Well, like, I'm not sure about that, Jordan. Are you serious?
I like how we've got scary music to this. Anyway. Yeah, no, genuinely, I was just sitting there and I'm like, that's a bit weird. And I would have been, like, a bit scared and a bit of freaked out if it wasn't, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun's out and it's not that scary. But, yeah, it was interesting. We may potentially be in a haunted studio, Simo. No, you don't think so? Hang on, did you just turn the music off or was that the ghost? Hang on, what's that over there?
Oh man.
No, it's just the wall, it's fine.
Okay.
But do you have any ghost stories, Simo?
I'm just weighing out whether or not, because the more you talk about them, the more they attract you, Jordan, so I think we just move on.
Oh, no. I think, why, do you genuinely believe that?
A little bit. That's what I've been told. You don't want to encourage that stuff.
Up next, I'm going to encourage that stuff. Simo's got a couple of ghost stories.
Oh, no. Alice in Wonderland. This is Easy on Snow
ghost
FM.
Ghost stories next.
Electricity this morning, Silk City taking out Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
But Simo, before we leave, you've been putting this off as long as you can, but you can put it off no longer. We're talking ghost stories. Just heard about when I was here on the weekend and my haunted water bottle and laptop experience in just this very studio alone. And Simo, you've got a couple of ghost stories to share. Ooh, what's that outside?
It's
coming in the building, Simo.
It's the Halo theme.
What's that? Oh, Simo. Oh, I've got a haunted beanie. It just flew across the room and hit Simo on the face. It definitely wasn't me that threw it. A bit more aggressively than I had planned to. And I got you smack bang in the face. Anyway, ghost stories.
Just for that, Jordan?
Oh, come on.
Nah.
It wasn't... I didn't throw the beanie at you. It was haunted.
It's all over, mate.
It's a haunted beanie.
You'll have to catch up with us tomorrow, maybe. Or, of course, we are podcasting as well, so you might be able to catch the ghost story then. That's what you get.
It wasn't... I didn't throw the beanie at you, Simo. It was a haunted beanie that went flying across the room from my direction to your face.
Snow FM Breakfast. We're back tomorrow.
All right, it's the moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh,
here we
geez.
Go.
It was quite a show to get through to this point.
Quite an amazing podcast.
Okay, so...
Like that ostrich story in China.
Hilarious.
Running out.
So, working at the German Arms Hotel in Harndorf.
Mm-hmm.
In the weeks leading up to this, there's like a staircase inside the building, which I swear in between service times when there's no one in the building, I could hear someone... like calling my name from behind me. And it wasn't just happening to one individual, it was happening to a couple of different people at work. And then it got to the point I would do closes. So I was doing like 3 a.m. finishes and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd turn all the lights out. We'd only have like a part of the hotel lit up. And then one day I swear I could hear footsteps coming up those same stairs, right? And then go into the kitchen. And then when I went to investigate, there was nothing there. And my manager at the time, who's looking at the security camera footage, which, for whatever reason, skipped over the minutes and completely missed the minutes.
Yeah.
That I went to go and investigate said sound. All right. So then after that, another week or so later, we're closing. This is when all hell breaks loose. So we finish, we lock up.
and we, I don't know if you, in South Australia, there's the freeway in Harndorf. Late at night, you can actually still hear the freeway once you finish work. So we're sitting on the steps outside of the hotel.
So what time is it, like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, probably like two, maybe. And then we're like sitting out there after finishing the shift. I'm having a Coke, he's having a light beer or whatever, just having a bit of a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the temperature drops, like gets chilly. You could see your breath, so like fog.
Mm-hmm.
We're only about probably 5 or 6 meters from all of the kind of the windowed exterior of the hotel. So the German Arms Hotel in Harndorf has these windows that basically you can see out of, but you can't see in. Right?
Like a two-way, like a one of those mirror window things.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're sitting there, all of a sudden the temperature drops, we can see our own breath and we can't hear the freeway, just nothing. Mm. And then for it, basically it sounded a bit like, from within the restaurant, almost like a whirlwind or a typhoon or something along those lines. It almost kind of, in my mind, imagined like a little bit what water must sound like when it goes down the sink, but like at a scale 100 times that, coming from inside the restaurant, and we were outside the building. So that went on what felt like for, geez, like 2 minutes, maybe longer, felt longer. And we're just like basically paralyzed, like don't move while this is all happening. And then that stops dead, right? And then you could hear what sounded like an older dude just going, and then it would stop and they go, and that felt like it went on for like 5 minutes. And then that stopped and the alarms to the building went off.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't some 90-year-old bloke just playing a prank on you then pulling the fire alarm?
No. I mean, it could have been, I mean, you never know, allegedly.
Mm.
Alleged. Maybe we could allege that the guy that we were just having a bit of a conversation with, you never know, he could have dropped some drugs in my bottle of Coke. Otherwise, ghosts might exist.
Well, you say that. I mean, I'm kind of still a bit of a skeptic on the whole ghost front.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that just gets it for me is the ghosts, whenever people see them or like have experiences like you have,
yeah,
it's always in a already creepy and scary place.
Yeah, yeah,
big like time. It's always at a cemetery at 2 o'clock in the morning or an old German pub at 2 o'clock in the morning. You never just see a ghost just wandering around Woolies in the cereal aisle at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, do you?
Well, that's right. You mentioned that if there is the afterlife, you'd come back and make it rain blood just to let everyone else know.
Did I mention? No, I'm pretty sure you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Mm.
Who would you haunt if you had the choice?
Whoa,
Brad Pitt.
Nah.
DiCaprio?
Nah.
Ariana Grande?
I'd go...
Is that creepy?
Yeah, that's borderline creepy. I'd go...
You're a ghost. How much more creepy can you get?
One of my old school teachers that used to really annoy me. I've had many. But yeah, one of them, just to mess with them.
Well, yeah. That's my ghost story.
This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.